Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Well, it was a fairly good life, actually. My father had a restaurant bar in Varosi, and my mother had a dressmaking shop. She actually had 20-odd people working, girls working for her.
And when did the family decide to leave?
My father was active, politically active, and in the restaurant, this colonel used to come and visit there. They used to look after the camp, those are the Jewish detainees in Cyprus. And he picked up the money from the port one morning. He came through my father's bar, and by the time he got back to the camp, he'd lost the satchel with the money in it. He'd left it actually at my father's restaurant. And my father sort of, when he came in, he was in a dither. And my father sort of gave him his satchel, and that was okay. But then he owed my father, he thought he owed my father a favour. And he said to my father that, this is in 48, late 48, early 49, that things are going to get really nasty in Cyprus, as they're going to be in Israel. And he suggested that I take his family and get out of there. My father said to him, where can I go? He said, well, look, I can sponsor you. Where do you want to go? You can go to England, you can go to Canada, you can go to Australia. My mother had a cousin here in Australia, so they chose Australia.
So you and your family left?
Yeah, we left, the four of us, my sister, myself, mother and father.
How old were you then?
I was six. She was 13.
What was the name of the ship that you left with?
MISR. It was an American cargo ship that was basically left in England after the D-Day landing in Normandy. We were in the bow of the ship, basically, and the cabins were separated by blankets, and women on one side, men on the other. And my father paid 30 guineas for that privilege, which is about 330 quid. In those days, it was a lot of money. You could buy a house in Caringbah with that. We left there early December, and we arrived here mid-January. I think it was about the 15th. This is in Sydney. Well, when we arrived, my father had some problems at the immigration because he'd changed his name to Daniel from Costantinidis. And he changed it to Daniel because my mother had promised me to St. Andrew because she had difficulty in childbirth. Therefore, I could not be named after my father's father. His name was Daniel. So he changed his surname to Daniel. But when we got to Sydney, in immigration wouldn't let us through because of the change of name. They had a different name took for us. But my father carried a international referee's badge under the name of Costantinidis with his photograph and everything, and it was stamped and approved from England, London. So they accepted it then and let us through. So we stayed with relatives for a little while, and then my father paid £500 key money for a house at Kingsford. Then he bought a house at Maroubra. I went to school at Daceyville, which was a migrant school in those days. The primary school, infant school that I went to, wasn't so much, but there was a super primary attached to that school, which was all migrant kids who couldn't speak English, couldn't read and write, and they tried to teach them a little bit of that before they went out into the world at 15. I quickly learnt two English words, and that was I-bash, because they tried to bully me. And they found out that not only was I stronger than them, but I was also faster than them. So by the time I put football boots on, I was then accepted as an Aussie. It's strange how something like that changes things. I played first grade rugby league from first year high school, and I played CHS football. I don't know if you know CHS football. Played that for 3 years. I passed my leaving certificate. I'm not real great because I still had some problems with the language. I passed enough to enroll in engineering surveying at Sydney Technical College, which was a professional course, and I used that certificate to get into a science degree in architecture at UTS, or the New South Wales Institute of Technology, it was known then. I worked in the construction industry for many years. I designed a few buildings. I also worked on contract to the public works. I was a overseer for the storm damage, the hail damage, if you recall. That was in 99, and 10 years later, I had a similar role for the stimulus package, which was the construction of a lot of housing. I had over 200 townhouses. I did a lot of litigation work in all facets of the courts, from district court or NCAT to the Supreme Court, and that was very rewarding for me.
Did you ever go back to Cyprus?
Yes, I went back in 2011. Unfortunately, I didn't enjoy that much of it. I went back actually to Athens to see my sister, but we went to Cyprus and I spent 5 days there, and most of that time I was holding court at different hotels for all the relatives that wanted to see me, because my sister had gone back over there. She got married and went over there in the late 60s, and she knew most of them, and they all wanted to meet me. So that's what we did. We just waited around hotels with people come dropping in to see me.
Your name is now on the welcome wall.
Yeah, my wife put it in because we disembarked in Sydney, actually, at I think it's where Darling Harbour is now. Round about there is where we disembarked. It does bring me some pride that I was put there. She actually put a father there sometime beforehand, and we went to the opening of that, and then we went to the opening of mine. That was quite an event.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.